Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
So one thing that I've noticed that a lot of people get really, really fixated on keyword volume. They're all about keyword volume. And what people aren't realizing is today, I mean, volume is great, but relevancy is, relevancy is the key. And, you know, that you should be looking for the keyword that has decent amount of volume, but is the most relevant to your product. And that's what you should be hitting, because what people don't realize is if you get 1,000 views to a page for people searching organically and only one of them buys it, what good is that keyword? It's worthless. What you want to go is the keyword that you only get, you know, 50 people viewing on, but 10 of those people buy the product. Which one would you rather have? I mean, a lot of people do not get that concept.
This is the biggest argument that I get in my business. When I write a listing for someone, I don't look for the keyword with the most searches. I look for the keyword that is the most medium to long tail, that has a really high search seed keyword inside of it. And I try to nail that down and hammer it in. And the biggest complaints I get, because other people have been trained by outside organizations, is they'll come back to me. And I got 2 emails this week. Amy, you wrote my listing and you didn't include this. You didn't use in my title the first keyword, the highest search keyword. I found this on Helium 10. It's the highest search keyword. And I said, do you want to get buried? Do you want to get buried or do you want to get bought? And so, you know, but I'm constantly defending that, because many people don't understand that concept, that you want people with the intent to buy behind your product, that are looking for that relevant search result, that see, yes, I'm looking for the blue thing with this many, you know, that's long and that's this many inches. I'm looking for that. You know, and their intent to buy behind that, you're going to be at the top of that page, and their intent to buy behind that's going to be amazing.
Yep, absolutely. Carol has a quick question. She said A+ content ? So Carol, if you go into your Amazon accounts, I'm not sure if this is rolled out to non-brand registered sellers or not, because I'm brand registered, so I can't pull up a Seller Central that's not. But it's under the advertising heading, you'll see a little click item that says A+ content. You click on that. And what it is it's just like building a little web page. It's a template for your Amazon product that lets you add graphics. So in other words, you know, in a traditional Amazon listing, you have the title, the bullet points, and the description, and that's about it. But with A+ content, while you're scrolling down, it's almost like you get to build a little web page on top of your product listing that lets you add more photos, videos, kind of descriptions on the photos. You can do things like infographics, you know, show people how things work. So it's just a really, really good way to boost conversion and burst conversion as well. Either word will work. All right. So Marco, do you have any type of systems in place when you're writing a listing, like a checklist? Have you been doing it long enough where you just go by the top of your head? Or, you know, Amy and I are big into systems now, where it's like our new, or at least I know for me, I'm still like obsessed with it because I'm not good at it. So I'm continuing to try to systematize as much as I can. I hound my wife Molly now that she's getting more and more into real estate. You know, she's complaining about missing things and not doing things. I said, well, do you have a system for that? She goes, no. And I said, well, that's a problem.
No, I understand that a good schoolboy should use a checklist, but they are something out of my mind. So let's say I now, after 3-4 years, I go my way. I mean, I have my system, okay? I usually start from the keyword research. I mean, I open up all kinds of you know, daily stuff like a keyword tool dominator, all stuff, and I try to collect a very big list of keywords. Some of them, most of them, they will be useless, but the more I have, the safer I feel. So the first couple of hours of my optimization, I use them to collect 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 keywords. Okay, then I start to put them in, to rank them in order to prioritize them. And once I understand what are the first couple of, let's say 20 most important keywords, I start thinking about the title, and then bullet points and product description. A small trick that I now use after so many years is that I try to build up relatively short sentences that at the beginning I'm thinking to use it for the bullet points. But at the end of the story, I create 20-25 bullet points. Of course, they are too much. And so what I do, I don't waste anything. Like when you kill a pig, okay. So once I prepare the 5 bullet points, then I can use quite a bunch of other sentences to build very quickly a good product description. So 5 bullet points, the best, let's say, bullet point. Everything else I put in the product description. This is, let's say, my working system.
Gotcha. What do you think of in terms of seasonality? Do any of your clients come to you and say, "Hey, I want to get some Christmas stuff going," or are you doing any of that? And if so, how do you approach your listing building differently than normal?
Usually, I try to, if a customer asks me like this, something like this, I try to include this. I have a list of let's say keywords. Some list of keywords. Every list belongs to Saint Valentine or Easter or Halloween or Christmas and so New Year's Eve and everything. And I pick up this list from my files and I try to include some let's say hopefully powerful keywords in their listing. So I slightly change their listing for the occasion, for the period where we are talking. So if they want to increase the Christmas sales, I tell them, okay, for a couple of months from October, because of course I can't change the listing 24th of December. From October onward, I try to slightly modify their listing in view of the Christmas sales by canceling some sentences and changing and putting in the search terms, doing some strange things, strange for them, not for me, but I know what I'm doing, but okay. And I try to, let's say, slight modification to listing according to seasonal keywords, let's say.
Yeah, Amazon's getting exerting more control on the catalog as well. Even if you're brand registered, or when you're brand registered in the past, you could easily change your title. Now I've noticed, even though I'm brand registered, sometimes they won't let you change the title. You have to go to the catalog team and say, "Hey, you've locked my title. Why?" And usually the titles that they lock it to are horrible. They are Amazon best practice or what they preach, but is not what's going to get you the most amount of sales. So you have to go in there and kind of wrangle with them. What I did notice though, and I don't know if this still works, I haven't tested it recently, but how you can kind of get around that, I've noticed, is if you change just a couple of words at a time.
Yeah.
So change a couple of words, save it, it'll update. And then you go back, the next day, then update a couple more. It's extremely tedious. You are better off just to go to the catalog team. But what the catalog team will do, which this is why I love this trick, is if the catalog team says, "Oh no, we need a link to your website to make sure that that's what it's supposed to be," is you just spin up like a WooCommerce site, even if you don't have, or a Shopify site or whatever, and you make that listing exactly how you want it to look on Amazon, and then you send them the link and they will update it to that.
This is the number one reason I tell people to have a website, because, well, other than you should have a website, like, hello, you should have a website. Why don't you have a website? But yeah, it's so easy, and totally love it. But not everybody has the the skills to very quickly update that. But well, that's today, why you guys, with web builders and with visual builders.
Yeah, with Shopify. Yeah, exactly. With Shopify or even a ClickFunnels page or whatever you need to do in order to make that happen. I mean, even Wix. And I mean, there's so many like simple softwares now that you can spin up, even if you just spin up a single product page to get that title changed, it might be worth it in terms of getting that changed. Something else to think about too, guys, is on the back end, you know, if you don't want to change your front listing, you know, the front end of your listing, just use those back end keywords and put some holiday keywords or phrases back there. Just remember, I always say back up your listing before you make changes, because if you do have a drastic change where it's a negative effect, which I always say, if you make a change on your listing, you need to wait at least a week to see, because it'll ebb and flow. Normally when you change a listing.
How do you back it up, Andy? Most people don't know how to back up a listing.
Well, you can do, so the easiest way to do it, what I do before I do any major changes is I email seller support and I ask them to enable category listing reports. And then that'll let you download your entire catalog in a format that will let you re-upload it after you make mass changes. It's also great for backing content up before you make any big changes. Now, if you are a seller SEO user, we have version control on our listing builder on Listing Lightning. So you can actually build your listing, save it, change it to what you want it to be, save it again, and then jump back and forth depending on what version that you want to go back to or go forward to. So that's kind of kind of a self-plug, but also something really simple and easy to do that makes life a lot easier so you don't have to do all this stuff manually. All right. So Marco, any advice you want to give that we haven't covered yet in terms of, getting a listing that you feel is going to be a winner?
So, any advice?
Yes.
$1 million question.
Yeah, sorry. That's not really. Okay. So we'll hit some questions here before we move on. And I'm sure Amy might have some. Amy always has some good questions that she jumps in with. To follow me up. But Carol's asking if I develop the Airtable system. So Carol, I think you might be talking about the PPC system that I talked about like a lot of episodes ago that I built in Airtable, but it ended up being about 140 lines long. So I decided to scrap it because if I were to pass that off to somebody else, it would just be, you'd want to pull your hair out, especially since those processes are changing so quickly. We built Amy and I are in the process. We're about a little more than halfway through our PPC masterclass. And, that's where we're kind of, teaching everybody how to do, PPC. And that's with, step-by-step kind of instructions and best practices and things like that. If you want to check that out, it's on our agency website, digitalfire.agency/shop for all of our, different services that are available and trainings that are available as of now. We're updating all those right now, so you'll see even more of those here soon. We got some more questions here. Kevin's asking, Marco, this is a great one for you. How do you optimize in EU markets with the language barrier? So somebody from the US trying to optimize overseas, unless they're going to hire you, any suggestions? I know a lot of people are probably using Google Translate and things like that. No, is that what you suggest or do you have any?
When I started my agency, I adopted this system, which is a simple, but quite efficient, let's say. But of course, I passed through many mistakes. First of all, I start optimization in my own mother language, in Italian, okay? Once I optimize the page, I put this, all the SEO and everything. Then I created a small network for in each country, which means Spain, France, Germany, UK. I took agreement with at least a couple of professional inter translators. Some of them, they were already friends of mine. Some others I found on the way. So I prepare my page in Italian. Once it's 100% ready, I send the page to them, to each of them. If the customer asks me for a translation optimization for Spanish or France, Amazon France or Amazon Spain, for example, once I ask them to return the page within 48 hours, so I give them a couple of days so they are not pushed too much by me. Once they send me the literal translation, I empower it, enforce it with SEO. Why? Because even if they trans- I want a perfect literal translation, but it for me is a starting point, which means once I have the Spanish version of the Italian page, optimized Italian page, then I need to put some relevant keywords. And this is not a work that the translator is supposed to do. I do by myself. But so the basement of the building is the Italian page. The development is the literal translation in the other foreign language, European foreign language. And the final point is my SEO optimization in Spanish or in French, for example. Oh, so this awesome. Is the system. Don't use Google. Okay, I use a DeepL translator. I use a Google translator, but the Amazon SEO is a totally another thing. So I prefer to pay some money to a good professional translator, mother language. And once I have the page that is perfectly translated, then I put some SEO and they publish.
Excellent. So Kevin was asking about a method to backup photos. So Kevin, if you pull that category listing report, usually it also backs up the photos because it'll have a link in your main, at least the main photo. I don't know about the secondary photos, but if you pull that report, you'll see on the main photo column that there is the URL to the photograph that was in place when you pulled the report. So if you re-upload it, it should go back to the way it was. Now, a caveat to that is if somebody screws up a parent-child listing, that it can get mucky. I mean, I remember it's gotten so much better now, but I remember years ago literally having to spend days of my life, even with that category listing report, trying to update parent-child relationships and having like one little thing wrong and it spits out, said it was wrong. You know, they didn't have that draft option where they have now, and they have all these tools in place now that make it so much easier, but it used to be literally like pulling teeth. Andy's saying for the tip on the catalog team, he tried to get his title updated and they still restricted him to 80 characters. Yeah, Andy, it's one of those things where you have to keep hounding them. I always say if you don't get what you want on Amazon from one seller support agent, just keep submitting it. Somebody else might make it happen for you. But yeah, they're getting really, really hard to deal with when it comes to actually having an optimized product title and some of the other parts of the listing.
And this is why it's really important to nail it from the very beginning, because if you put the correct listing and the correct title in there from the start, it'll probably go in without any issue. It's when you need to change it that it becomes a problem. So really get after your listing optimization or hire a professional from the start so that you're not having to make major changes. Often if you're just having to make a few changes, it's okay. But if you're trying to change around the whole, if you're using somebody like me, who's going to try to set your canonical URL and, you know, have everything right in your title. Well, Amazon's not going to like that. They're going to send back this, well, it's not within our style guideline and you need to have the brand here and the sizing here and stuff that doesn't even make sense for your product. Right. So, you know, that's when I have to get like super, what I'll do if somebody has that problem, they'll come back to me and say, Amazon's saying this. So I literally copy and paste the format that they wanted in. And I just use the same title and just change around stuff. And then we resubmit it and it usually works. But yeah, you have to do it exactly like they ask, but you can still sometimes make your own little tweaks and play the game.
So Andy's asking, holiday phrases, are those generic, are these generic best example Christmas toy for three-year-old, or do you need to be specific to your product, best dinosaur toys for Christmas, three-year-old toys? So Andy, you don't want to go too specific. I think you're talking in terms of PPC. On the SEO front, you can go you know, fairly specific, but on the PPC side, you want to go, you know, a little more broad than that, because otherwise you'll get very few impressions. So I think that's what you're talking about. Another really cool tool that I use to spin up a lot of keywords and things that people don't think about, it's kind of a secret tool. I can't believe I'm sharing this, Amy. You know, I always overshare.
I can believe it.
It's keyword keywordin.com, and there's a couple options. One says generate keywords for SEO and PPC. And what that does is it let you use modifiers. So you can do a list of modifiers on one side. So they have examples in there right now, buy, shop for, purchase, and then another modifier, black, white, and then another modifier, cheap, used. So when you plug all those in and you hit generate, it will literally give you every different version of that, those keywords, so that you literally have like anything anybody would ever type to find those that product, whether it's color, whether it's, you know, terms like buy, shop for, purchase, cheap, used, etc. And that will generate a huge list of, and we've been testing this a lot, especially on our PPC, and seeing really, really good results, because a lot of the keyword tools give you stuff that, you know, that are coming from like the Amazon autocomplete, but the Amazon autocomplete only goes for the most popular search terms. It doesn't go for the super long tail stuff. So this is you're gonna generate your own super long tail phrases that are extremely relevant, because they're actually gonna have modifiers that people use every single day. Now, some of them might not get many impressions because they're gonna be super long tail by the time you get through all those modifiers, but try that tool, Andy. I think you're really gonna like it. And everybody else on the podcast, now that the secret's out.
What's the name of this program?
It's called Keyword In, like I-N, like KEYWORDIN.com, keywordin.com, and it's free. It's just like a little modifier tool.
Maybe we can put the link in the chat, and that way we'll have it.
Yep, I already did. It should be in there. Yep.
Sorry.
I use a Chrome extension called Analyze. It's not bad. Cool. It's not bad.
Very cool. Yeah, so that's one of the things you guys want to try. Like I said, we've been testing that for some of our holiday stuff and having really good results for that. All right, Kevin, I don't know if there's any process to back up A-plus content, but I know that I'm pretty sure you can do drafts. So you could probably just do a draft, copy the draft over when you want to change it, and then just keep the original draft there so you can go back and have that kind of original version. All right, Amy, did we miss anything in the questions? I don't think so. Somebody's asking the report. So it's the category listing report, and it's not in your account by default. You have to you have to message seller support and say, hey, please enable category listing reports, is what they're called, in your account. And the way you pull them are in, I believe it's under inventory reports. So main menu item inventory, then next one, inventory reports. And then once you ask seller support to enable it, they'll write you back when it's enabled. The crummy thing is they only enable it for a week, which is a pain in the ass, because I literally have to open a ticket every week to ask them to re-enable it, because I use that report so frequently. But then that's where you can pull that report and get it. I want it locally as well, Kevin. I wish that report was just available. It'd make life so much easier, especially for guys like us with massive catalogs. All right, Marco, so let's wrap up here, because we're just about at our hour. I know that we've talked about this before. Anything new, though, in terms of, you're one of those guys like me who's trying new tools, reading, listening to stuff, any favorite books, podcasts, motivational materials, things that you're kind of into right now in terms of the Amazon world or just in general?
Look, nothing new, because I was a little bit not updated, because I spent my last 2 months in hospital now, but now I'm trying to get in better and better. But the only small tip that is not a tip, is nothing new, I kindly suggest is to, if possible, once again, if you think you have a good item, if you think you have a good listing, think about the possibility to spend a couple of hundred bucks and make a 1 minute video. Just to give you an idea, today we launched, one of my customers launched the chewing gum, sponsored by Zlatan Ibrahimovic, you know, the soccer player that now is playing in the USA. And Zlatan Ibrahimovic, the first thing we did was to run, to prepare a 1 minute video. And this 1 minute video will be, of course, on their website, but it will be as a bottom picture of our listing. Because a video, I think, is giving a terrible boost in any listing. Because think about it, maybe only 1% of the listing have include a video. And the 99% of the listings do not include a video. So it's something that is a little bit advanced, because, for example, when you are beginning, it's not easy for you to think, okay, I spent €200-300 to make a video for my first product. But if I could come back, I should do it from the very beginning.
Once again. Absolutely. To differentiate yourself, you know, the more you stand out, the more you can make yourself different than your competitors. You know, people can tell when they look at your listing, if you're, you know, or they can, they get a sense of whether you're putting your time in and, you know, spending time to make that listing and make your product good or not. Right. You know, it's, I think it's very apparent. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So let's see. Andy's saying halfway through the training, and the PPC course is awesome, team. Hey, thanks, Andy. Really appreciate that. It is a lot of work. Amy and I, we were like, wow, this is a ton of work, but we know that we're, or at least we think we're building the literally the best, most detailed PPC course on the planet. And so I'm glad you enjoy that. And I'm looking forward to showing you the rest. It's a lot of really cool stuff. Hopefully a lot of stuff that people have never even heard of doing before. So appreciate that. Let's see here. Andy's asking, what are your thoughts on using a photo to show a highlight of your review? We have tested that I think that's definitely a reasonable thing to do. Definitely something that that you can try. You know me though, I always want to test, Andy, so make sure you're testing everything. All right, guys. Well, we're going to wrap it up here. As usual, thank you so much for everybody who joined us live. We had quite the audience today. Thank you guys so much. Having you live here, as you can see, is awesome because you guys, you know, fire out these questions that Amy and I have not thought of. Really, really adds, you know, to the episode. So thank you guys so much. All you guys in here, I recognize so many of you guys. Thank you so much for joining us live. Kevin, yeah, putting reviews in the photo can be against TOS. So be careful with that. Thanks for mentioning that. Something else we want to mention, guys, is we really, really appreciate you guys rating, reviewing, you know, subscribing to this podcast. We're growing so quickly. Like Amy and I keep like being like little kids in a candy store whenever we look at our chartable ratings. We keep going up. And I think that's because we're giving you guys maximum value. So thank you guys so much for doing that in advance. And you know, sharing with your friends and family and things like that. I keep getting emails about people saying, hey, my friend, you know, told me about your podcast. Thank you so much. So thank you guys. We really, that kind of drives us forward when you guys, you know, let us know how it's, you know, making a difference in your guys' life. That kind of gives us our little, energizer, bunny feeling when we hear about those things. So thank you guys so much. As usual, we do this live every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific time. Join us live if you guys want to be involved in the questions, you know, being able to talk to us and our guests live. When we're done, as usual, we do extra innings. So I'm going to end the recording here as usual. But then we're going to keep talking for probably another 10 or 15 minutes. And all that content does not get recorded. So the only way you're going to get to it is if you guys join us live. So you can do so at sellerseo.com/SRTs, the short link, and it's free, of course. You guys can jump on here and interact with us. And thank you guys so much. And thank you, Marco, for joining us. I wish this would have happened sooner.
You're welcome, and a very big hug from Italy to all audience, and to, of course, to Emmy and to you.
Thank you, Marco. It was such a pleasure having you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And if I hope to hear from you soon, but if not, have a good Christmas.
Thank you so much, Marco. Really appreciate it. All right, guys, take care. We'll see you next time on Seller Roundtable.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com and amazingathome.com.